and welcome to This or That, the show where we, the woefully uninformed, settle the most pressing questions of our day. I'm your host, Danielle. With me today, as always, are Chris.
Hello.
And Joshua.
Recording.
All right. If you're a longtime listener, then you know how this works. But if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week, we choose a topic to discuss. The topic will always have two opposing sides and can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. Whatever it is, we don't stop until we choose a side. We rely on your contributions to keep us sounding interesting, so go ahead and send in your best this or that, and your idea may be featured in an upcoming episode. Today's topic is play this game for your life. Monopoly or Risk?
Okay, so if you don't win the game, you dead?
You dead.
Who kills you?
Get in your...
the game.
The person that you're playing against.
Oh, so it's just one-on-one?
One of the people that you're playing against. Yeah, you can't really play Monopoly and Risk with just two people. I'm going to say it's a...
Yes, you can.
Yeah, but it's not quite the same. I'm going to say it is a four-person game, including you.
Oh, interesting.
Okay.
Okay.
And so one of the other people has to murder you at the end of it.
They're going to chop your head off with an axe.
Holy
wow.
Shit.
That got really specific.
No. Like one of those swords that one of the dudes in Indiana Jones would carry.
Like a scimitar?
One of those... Yeah. Sure.
Great.
Scimitar.
Great.
Okay. Yeah, got it.
Somebody's going to Cali mommy and at the end of this game. Now, are these original rules?
So the good news is the death will be relatively painless. Original rules in what aspect? Like, is there still a thimble? Yes, there is.
No, I mean, like, well, there's all different kinds of versions of Monopoly and Risk because they've been around for 4,000 years.
In Monopoly, there's all sorts of, like, generally accepted rules that aren't actually in the rules.
Yeah, so...
Like what?
Like the pile of money in the center of the board thing.
Right.
Like, that's not part of the game. Like, there are certain... People always play that there are... I haven't played in a long time, but where there are certain situations where you put money in the center of the board, and then when someone lands on free parking, they get all that money.
Right.
Oh, that's not something I ever played.
You're not... Well, that's how everybody I've ever played with plays. And there is money that goes in the center, but it's like a pretty small amount. But whenever I play, people add to it under certain conditions. And so someone goes from like broke to being a gajillionaire. And it's one of the things that makes the game last for 18 hours.
No, I don't remember ever playing like that.
But Chris, you did play that way?
Yeah, I played that way.
I'm going traditional rules.
So traditional rules, like by the rule book and traditional versions. No, like San Francisco
Monopoly.
Star Trek Monopoly or Simpsons Monopoly. Yeah.
Risk on the moon or, you know, whatever.
No.
Risk on the
yeah,
moon.
Like I get this crater.
I bet there's
no,
moon
we're going,
risk.
We're going regular. We're going regular old Risk.
Okay.
And regular old Monopoly. We're not doing anything fancy here.
So I do want to say, as somebody who likes to play board games, that Monopoly is a pile of steaming shit.
I dislike both of these games.
It's the worst.
There's a reason why adults don't bring Monopoly to game night.
Yeah.
You know, they bring other stuff.
Anything else. Here's the thing. It's not even the length, although the length is terrible. It's a poorly designed game because based on the first, you know, 10 to 15 turns in the game, that is how the game is going to end up. And it's just a slow slog of attrition. Where you depending on, and the first 10 or 15 turns is almost purely based on luck. Like you land on a property, you buy it, and then you move on. You basically know how the game is going to end by the time right after you start playing, and it's super fucking annoying.
It is. Yeah. I mean, that game really would benefit from after that, those first 15 or 20 turns, if there was some skill-based way to lose and gain properties, like steal properties and lose properties.
Yeah.
Like maybe like inheriting $400 million from your dad or something.
Oh. And then, and then starting a real estate business that fails.
And then starting a casino in Atlantic City and being the only person on earth that can't make money in a fucking casino.
I feel like, guys, we stopped talking about Monopoly. I don't know what we're talking about. So Monopoly.
I mean, I was just throwing a number out there.
between the two, I feel like Monopoly is the worse of the games, just from a game design standpoint, not necessarily from like a play or, you know, because a lot of people like playing Monopoly. They're called terrible people. And that's okay. Like, if you want to be a piece of garbage, like, great. You like Monopoly. That's fine.
So here's a question, and maybe this was a bad topic for me to choose because I have not played Monopoly in quite a long time, but I've played Risk before where literally everyone ganged up on me. Like, I own
that can happen.
It can.
And that can happen in Monopoly as well?
No,
in Monopoly it's
really
much harder.
It is much harder.
I guess you can in Monopoly if everyone just agrees that, like, if me and Chris make some sort of alliance, like, hey, you land on my properties, I will not charge you. I'll look past it when I've got a hotel. I won't charge you. And vice versa.
Right, like, you can do that. Or, I mean, Monopoly has the option, like, you can freely give or sell property or money or really anything for any amount of money to another player. At least that's the way we always played. I guess I don't really know the official rules specifically, but that's how we always played. So you could be nice to somebody to help them along, or be a dick and not help them.
But with the stakes of these rules, God, I would feel really I'd be like, I want to lose now. If everyone just started ganging up on me, like, okay, you guys want me dead?
Prolonging the inevitable.
Like, well, I might as well just lose now.
Does somebody... Yeah. Okay, so I'm in a group of three other people. So group of four. Is somebody dying at the end of this? It's just whoever loses?
Or is it only if I lose?
Is it only if I lose? And that matters because of the other people's intention, especially in Risk.
Let's assume that these people don't know that it's going to lead to your death.
Can I tell them?
No.
Yeah, because if you could tell them, then assuming they don't fucking hate your guts, they would let you win.
Right.
Or let you come in third place.
Yeah.
Sure. Exactly. Okay. So, I mean, there is some... Okay, so, I mean, on one hand, you have Monopoly, which is almost completely luck-based, and then a slow slog. So if you know you're going to lose... You know you're going to die for, like, 7 more hours.
Okay, except, you know, that the rule that the other people don't know that you're going to die if you lose, that makes me lean very heavily to Monopoly.
Why is that?
Because if people think it's just a regular game of Monopoly, after about hour 3, people get fucking lazy. If you are on your shit and you are charging rent every single time, you might be able to pull it off even with shitty properties. Like, people get really complacent in that game because
they
do. It's gone on for like 5 hours.
Oh, okay, question. Every time I play Monopoly, I like to be the banker so I can cheat. Is that allowed?
No, you can't cheat.
But I feel like as a banker... Taking money from the bank, like, that's closer to real life than anything.
Well, this isn't real life. This is this or that, my friend.
Bro, I'm going to die at the end of this game. This is real life.
Why do you call me bro?
Bruh. Okay, so, but here's the thing with Risk is it's much more skill-based. Yes, you can get ganged up upon, but it's much more skill-based, and... I don't know, wouldn't you, like, if you're going to die anyway because you lose, wouldn't you like to go out knowing, like, it was because I wasn't good enough versus it was because, like, the random number generator that is Monopoly didn't come up with the number that favored me?
Absolutely not.
No?
No.
Ah! Because you'll feel like you had control.
I am that bad at Risk. Like, I make terrible choices in Risk. Like, oh, I've got 3 units and you've got 20? Yeah, I'll attack you. Oh, what's that? You get to roll like 27 dice and I get 1? Yeah, I'm attacking you.
Wow, you really don't know how to play this game, do you?
Yeah. It's called Risk for a reason.
Yeah, my when you balance the two, risk and reward, like, I cannot properly balance them.
Huh. Okay, so I'm definitely thinking risk. I'm better at it. It's skill-based, so I actually have a chance based on my own, you know, skill. Plus, I like risk more. Like, it's a better game. What do you guys think?
I'm going risk on this one.
Yeah.
Just because I'm pretty good at risk. I used to play it a lot when I was a kid, and I was good at that. Like, as a 9-year-old, I was like taking over entire continents.
Is that why you got ganged up on?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. All the like the, my older brothers and sisters, and sometimes adults that were playing would all gang up on me because I was
obnoxious.
Just a lot better at it than they were. And oh yeah, I'm sure I was obnoxious too, and that certainly hasn't changed. But yeah, I think that I have a chance of winning, if not you know, being the loser in risk.
Right.
Monopoly, it would just be prolonging the inevitable. I just feel like it's so exhausting. I don't think if I've ever lasted through an entire game of Monopoly, I don't know that I've ever won a game of Monopoly in my entire life. And granted, I haven't played it since I was a kid, but no.
Now, here's something. Okay, with both of these games, there is no everyone is a loser except one person, right? Like, Monopoly doesn't, the games don't end until there is one winner. So I assume, yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong, that it's based on who's the first loser, that is the most losingest.
The loseriest.
The loseriest loser. of all three losers is going to die.
Yeah.
Or if you are that person, then you're going to die. Now, Monopoly, I swear to God, every time I played that game, somebody has quit. Like,
so that's what I was going to ask, is what do we do in a tie? Because if it's coming down to the sixth hour, like, I can convince someone, like, hey, let's just quit. And then we lose at the same time.
Right. So, yeah. So are people allowed to quit, or are we just playing this game infinitely?
We're playing this game until it's finished.
Hmm.
Yeah,
maybe I'm thinking. Maybe
risk,
I'm going
is,
to...
risk is not a short game either. I mean,
no, it's
risk
not.
Will last a couple hours.
Now I might be going back to Monopoly, because here's the thing with risk: there is a somewhat chance. There's some chance, greater than one chance, that you will get ganged up upon. Like, everybody will think it's hilarious and be like, "Fuck you," and you're going out first. But with Monopoly, they don't have that option. And so even if you're screwed, you just need to be less screwed than somebody else. You don't need to win. You just need to not lose.
Well, it might be your ability to fly under the radar, too. Like, we have one friend, he is a coworker of both of yours, that we would play games with, and we wouldn't even realize that he was winning until he'd already won.
Oh, yes, Mr. J.
Fucking...
Mr. J.
Fucking JJ. Yeah.
That dude, like, he would always, like, it was like Silent but Deadly. All of a sudden, he fucking won, and he kicked everybody's ass, and you didn't even realize he was doing it.
No, it wasn't Silent but Deadly. It was infuriating and deadly, because it wasn't that he would just stay quiet and win. It would be every turn, he'd be like, so wait, what are the rules? What am I doing? How do I play the game?
here's my trick playing Risk, and I'm just gonna share it with you two so that nobody else knows. Always choose yellow, because no one ever suspects yellow.
What?
Yeah, no, I'm serious. It works every time. Like, you pick yellow, and nobody, you're looking at a world map. Yellow has almost all of North America, and you're like, that's probably fine. Like, it's yellow. Like, they're not going to come after me. That's such a weak-ass color. Like, it's like watered-down pee. Like, it's fine.
Oh, that's
I'm not going to worry
in
about
Risk,
it.
You all start in different areas of the world, and you can be at a disadvantage from the beginning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, fuck. Yeah,
Monopoly. Based on... Because if you remember, and you roll for who goes first... And then they place an army on a country, and then the next player places an army on a country, and you go around that until all countries have been picked, and then you place your remaining armies on different countries.
Well, and then you get bonuses depending on if you like got a whole continent or something, right?
Yeah.
That is on the beginning
like
of your next
turn.
How many
more troops you get.
There's a number of armies, and I've forgotten how much, but there's a number of armies you get at the beginning of the game, and you all place those sequentially on the board before you even start playing. So depending on... So there's even strategy in that, because as you're placing things... that's the other thing, by the way, North America... is like a pale yellow, so if you pick yellow, go with North America, because
you blend right in.
People will just like do a full scan of the board and they're like, oh yeah, that's not a big deal, I see one flat color, and then it's like, oh shit, yellow's coming for me. Also, never start a land war in Asia. Like, that's just a tip for your life, not just risk.
Yeah.
After all,
I'm
going to
stick with risk just because I think I have a greater possibility of winning / not losing. But, you know, I guess, you know, we'll see what happens with Monopoly.
I don't think...
I'm guessing that's what Josh was choosing.
Yeah, so I am absolutely terrible at risk. I was okay at the Xbox version where you could play that Chinese Maoist cat.
Oh, yeah. That was a good game. That was a good game.
But outside of that, I'm terrible at risk. So Monopoly all the way, and you win... through perseverance.
Yeah, I think Monopoly, and you're not going for win, you're going for not loss. You're going for third.
Fair enough. All right, I lose once again, but you know what? That's okay.
Yeah, you just landed on Baltic Avenue. You owe me $6.
Oh my God, $6. Maybe I actually do owe you $6. Anyway. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week we discussed playing Monopoly or Risk till you die or live, depending on your performance. Which would you choose? You can email us at trtpodcast@gmail.com, tweet us at trtpodcast, pop on by our Facey space and say hi at facebook.com/trtpodcast. Have a great idea for a topic? Send us an email, and don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout out. If you like the show, tell your friends, do us a favor and rate us on iTunes or wherever you got this episode, and be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on This or That.